Coming up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and this Shabbos being Parashat Rosh Chodesh, we read the Parashat of Rosh Chodesh of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael as a whole, although there were mitzvahs, besmila, and other mitzvahs which crop up earlier in the Torah, but Klal Yisrael as a unique entity, as a country, as an umah shleima, as a nationality, really. And they come together. The first mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees worthy to give Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh, before Karim Pesach, before anything else. The first mitzvah is Kiddush HaKadosh, and we find the Chayesh HaLechem Reish Kadosh, and this is going to be the Reish Kadosh. This is, for all intents and purposes, for Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the year. Now, it's very intriguing. If you look at the Psukim throughout the Torah, when we talk about Mayadim, the first month is Nisan. El Yom Tovim are counted, first, second, third, fourth month of the year, and so on and so forth, is all starting from Nisan, and so on throughout the year. Tishrei is the seventh month of the year. However, we do know that according to many Shita, one Shita, and perhaps the way we daven, we say in davening of Shoshana Yemir Asylum, we seem to indicate there's at least a very credible opinion that the world was created during or at the month of Tishrei. That being the case, technically the anniversary of the world's creation and the birthday of the world is Tishrei. So we have two calendar cycles. We have a cycle starting from Tishrei, making the circuit from Tishrei to Tishrei, and we have Rosh Chodesh starting from Nisan. And yet, the Torah chooses to talk about Mayadim, it's always talking about from Nisan. So how does this work? When exactly is the beginning of the year? L'chaira, factually, the correct calendar year should begin at Tishrei. Nisan should, in truth, be the seventh month of the year. So how do we understand that? So first and foremost, it's good to point out, Chaim Sofer says, when we deal with coming out of Mitzrayim, we always talk about the fact, we got out, we were slaves, and we got out. But incidentally, when you look at the Lashon throughout the Torah and throughout the Haggadah and other places, when we talk about coming out of Mitzrayim, the term we always use is that we came out l'cheiros olam. We came out to cheiros. Cheiros means, literally translated, as freedom. But if you look throughout the Torah, there's another concept. There's a word called chafshi. Chafshi also means free. So what's the difference between chafshi and cheiros? So the Malbim in quite a few places says that the term cheiros really doesn't mean freedom. When somebody's a slave, he's tied up, he's in jail, whatever the case may be, and he goes out, he's free. He's removed from his shackles, and now he can go free, he can do as he pleases. That's freedom. The lack of limitation is freedom alone, but what happens post that is simply whatever he's up to doing, he can go ahead and proceed on whatever course he wants to be. Cheirus comes from the term nobility. The few pesukim throughout Tanakh, it says, the pasuk says that the Ashrei is the country that the Malkech is bnei Cheirin, that your Melech is bnei Cheirin. Now, every country in the world, the Melech is free. The point that the pasuk Malam says is that your Melech, Ashrei is the country that the Melech of the country is a noble person who's fit to run the country. Ben Chayrin, Chayrus means somebody who's not just free, he's actually somebody who's noble, he carries himself with stature, with prestige. Now, obviously the person who's in control of the country is free from any other shibudim of the whole country, which is why there's a similarity between the words. When we talk about coming out of Mitzrayim, we're not discussing going free. That's really not the concept we're busy with. The physical freedom that happened back then is really, although it is relevant to us today in some limited context, but basically it's something that happened many thousands of years ago, and certainly not so realistic for a person to look at himself and say that he went out me'avdos to chafshiyos, so to speak. But if he went out me'avdos l'cheiros, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from one situation, he put us into a massive of nobility. Just by way of illustration, if somebody's, there's a crowd in a room, and somebody walks into the room. So if he's the janitor, he's the custodian, he walks into the room, you won't draw much attention. On the other hand, if the Prime Minister walks into the room, everyone turns around, he's the man of the hour, he's the man everyone's paying attention to. We went from being slaves, from being down and out, to being the man. The person who's in charge of the people who are, the whole world is structured around. So what happened was, starting Pesach, we became a whole different entity, and every Pesach, as we go through this time of year, we're supposed to reflect on who we are, what it means for us, each and every individual, to be a Yid, what we could have been, and what indeed we actually are. That process started on Nisan. The Chayesh Zalachem Reish Chadashim began in the warm-up to Pesach, from Pesach, and continues on throughout our lives. That being the case, there are two different events. There's one limited question, the world itself, actually, when does it start, when does it end? Well, what are the calendar years? So that starts Tishrei and ends in Tishrei. There's something else. When you ask a person to define time within his calendar year, there's the beginning of the year, as I say, in a secular calendar, January 1st, and there's a person's birthday. He defines years by his own life, by his own birthday. Our birthdays in Ummah is a Chayesh Hazel Lechem Reish Chadashim. It's not the beginning birthday of the world. It's the birthday of you as Klal Yisrael. All that matters for you as a Yid begins on Nisan. So Chayesh Lechem Reish Chadashim, the Mayadim, which are counted throughout the year, don't really pertain to the rest of the world. They pertain to us. When we look at the world, this is where our marching orders begin. This is where our entity as a Yid begins. And that's where we're carrying on throughout the year. So maybe we count from Nisan.